This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff and management of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. Michael Harrison, who's the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Editor, Publisher, you name it, he does it at Talkers. A lot of research has been done this week, as usual, Michael. And so the focus is on these top stories and the people who made the discussions interesting.
Yes, and hopefully they will continue to be interesting as we talk about them. It's been a strange week, Doug, a holiday week that wasn't really a holiday week. Everybody talked themselves into thinking it was a holiday week, and as a result, it was pretty easy to get through. But there was only one day off this week as opposed to the usual two. Let's go through the top ten. At number ten, we have Major League Baseball action. We have the World Cup. We have LeBron James joining the Lakers. At number nine, the summer heat wave and rising gas prices. At number eight, the aforementioned 4th of July holiday, which fell on a Wednesday. At number seven, the MAGA hat attacks. M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again. People wearing those hats get verbally and sometimes frighteningly, viciously attacked. At number six, North Korea nuclear program. At number five, the looming China trade war tied with Canada tariffs. At number four, the Pruitt investigation and the resignation. At number three, the talk about the Trump-Putin meeting and Trump-Russia investigation. At number two, the open Supreme Court seat. And number one, illegal immigration policy and a movement to abolish ICE. On the People Survey, at number 10, LeBron James, Angela Merkel at 9, or Merkel, Alan Dershowitz at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7, 6 is Justin Trudeau, 5, Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen. Number 4, Scott Pruitt. At number 3, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge, the three people who observers consider most likely to get the nod by Donald Trump for the Supreme Court. Vladimir Putin at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1, and there you have it.
So, in terms of Angela Merkel and why it is that she is getting as much attention as she is, I don't claim to be an expert, but I do talk a lot on the radio, and I don't get her.
You don't claim to be an expert, but you play one on the radio.
Yes, I play one on the radio. Yes. I'm asking you not as a criticism of the fact that she's on the list, but the fact that people are paying any attention or more attention to her. This is so skewed, some of these things that people come up with. And you know what? It actually gets me to thinking about who's leading here. You know, and I know, having been a newsman, a news director, I ran a news radio station for a couple of years in the mid-80s, and I think about how it is the news, who decides what's news, and who decides what's being covered, and how do we know that this thing happened and we don't know about something else that may have happened. And I use these two things as an example. Angela Merkel, who seems to be the darling of the international press for whatever the reason, and this mega hat thing, the Make America Great Again. I saw way too much that I didn't care about with regard to Angela Merkel, and I didn't see much at all about the Make America Great hat situation. And so I wonder, is it objective? Am I naive to think that we really ought to be exposed to everything that's going on and acknowledge that we aren't? Because we aren't. We don't know half of what goes on, and some of it's important. So I guess the question is, who decides what is news?
I do.
Okay. I'm glad to know that.
Okay, now get out. Get out. Huh? You're finished. No, seriously? I mean, you're asking a very... folks, I was kidding. I don't decide nothing. You're asking a very esoteric, philosophical question, like what is the meaning of life? So let's...
because there are two examples of it here that I see in the stories and the people list this week that are angular.
No, you're talking through the other side of your body,
the lower end.
I mean, this is a list of what people are talking about.
I get it. I said it was being critical. Why are people talking about it though?
Well, there was an election in Germany, and Germany is a major power in Europe, and you've heard of Germany, haven't you?
And the
relationship that the United States has with its allies at this time is going through, for lack of a better term, a transformation. Trump is doing certain things that's creating, shall we say, controversy and tension between the old Western European U.S. alliance. And Angela Merkel is a leading figure in European politics. Just had an election. Her position in Germany in terms of their infrastructure politically has changed, and there's great interest in this, as there should be. I'm surprised. As far as Make America Great Again, the hat attacks, that's a cultural story that it's happening. There are people that find when they wear their political affiliation on their sleeve, or in this case on their head, they're going to, people are not just going to passively go, okay, that guy's for Adlai Stevenson and that one's for Ike. these are different times.
You can remember those two names, yeah.
I just pulled them out of my MAGA hat, and that's it. I mean, I don't know where to go with that. Sometimes I feel that you just want to stop the world and get off.
Me?
Yeah. What's the deal?
Maybe, to a point. I just think sometimes we overcook a lot of the stuff, and then it results in more overcooking. For example, the disrespect being shown to people because they think differently. The guy throwing water in the face of the 16-year-old kid, some 30-year-old guy, grow up, you jerk. You know, and then it gets the kind of attention that it gets, and all it does is encourage more people to do the same kind of thing and to have this strain and stress that's been created by a lot of coverage of a lot of situations in the so-called news media.
Well, this is, first of all, there is a correlation between what people talk about on news talk radio and what's in the news. So, to a certain extent, a lot of this list and the things that it reflects, conversation on news talk stations, such as the one that you and I are being carried on right now in terms of the listener. Who decides the news? That is obviously the editors, the powers that be in the media that is the leader, the rest of which follow. In other words, the wire services, Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Times, the Tribune Company, Tronc, all of these companies are the ones that really are the front line of news gathering that the rest of the country falls into lockstep behind in terms of their morning perception of reality. What's real? And then news talk radio hosts really not being on the front line of investigation and news gathering, go with that. But they don't claim to be frontline journalists. They claim to be frontline reactors, frontline opinion sharers. So it's just the way the system goes. I just detect in you sometimes you get thoroughly disgusted with the state of things, and that's an opinion. That's valid. But as to why people are in this medium are talking about Merkel, I think it's. I'm glad they're talking about her. I'm glad it's not just Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and Scott Pruitt. I'm glad they're talking about international leaders whose position in the world events have some consequence.
We talk about Ed Schultz. in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison. Right now, I want you to think about how well you're feeling. If you're in super shape and you're feeling fantastic, then you don't need the information I am about to impart on you in the next 60 seconds. However, if you are not feeling so well, if you have acid reflux, you get constipation, indigestion, bloating, gas, belching, all that wonderful stuff. How do you like the way I've described it? It's
sounds
lovely.
Description earlier of bloviation going on the radio.
Yes. So what you need in order to get over this bloviation is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. People say, how does this work, Doug? Well, it's an herbal formula, very gentle way for you to cleanse your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that are a part of what we eat. Not like eating the clean food we did 40, 50, 60 years ago, because you don't have a garden, many of you, even though you may want to go to your local family farmer and get good produce. There's still a lot of stuff you buy in this food store that's full of pesticides and herbicides, and the processing also depletes the nutritional value from our food. So you need to cleanse that, purify your body, and that's what Life Change Tea does. So get to the website, getthetea.com, getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and with that you get free shipping. Getthetea.com, Life Change Tea cleanses your body. You'll feel more energetic. I drink a cup every day now, and it's nice. Put a little bit of lemon or orange or something into it. Tastes great. Does the job. Getthetea.com, use the code DJV for free shipping. Getthetea.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
All right, so we'll have a conversation about Ed Schultz, who passed away this past week, in a few moments. What do you make of the continuing focus on Justin Trudeau? We were talking about Angela Merkel before. Trudeau is number 6 on the list, and one of the things is these tariffs. That tariff discussion is a big deal this week, what the Canadians are going to do and the Europeans are going to do and the Russians, the Chinese. What are we going to do?
Well, you answered the question, what do I think about all the focus on Justin Trudeau? I think that it's apt. He's number 6 on the list. Angela Merkel is number 9. Trudeau. Why are you laughing?
The Angela. Keep going.
Her name is not spoken the way it's spelled.
No.
Somebody should tell her. But yeah. Justin Trudeau belongs on this list because our relationship with Canada is pretty important, considering we share the longest boundary between two nations on Earth, and we have such an important connection to them. And now it, too, is under stress because of what's going on in the news.
Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen, our weekly get-together to discuss the ins and outs of the News Talk Radio business, the important stories as they are gleaned by the research done by the folks at Talkers. And then we get into some of the things that are nuanced by their proximity to the News Talk Radio world, and certainly the case of host Ed Schultz is one. We've had far too many of these conversations so far this year of people who are our colleagues and friends, and also people who are our age. Michael, actually, Ed's younger than you and I, but I look at him and think back of my first meeting with him. You know, I used to do a lot of traveling around the country to visit stations, and he was on a station in Fargo when I visited there, and we became friends because he said, I want to do a national show, how do I do it? That was our first dinner, and we had lots of conversation about that, and he became very successful. He had a wonderful wife, and you and I were talking about, because nobody's really said what how he died, what his demise was, and I speculated to you he liked his bourbon and he liked his steak. And whether that does it on its own, who knows? But a guy was a big, you know, he came across as the kind of guy he was. He was bigger than life. His presence, you could hear it in his voice. And I just, it's very sobering when these things happen because, again, we're in touch with ourself and our own thoughts. But he had a really interesting career, didn't he?
He had a very interesting career. He marched to the beat of his own drum, both on the air and in terms of how he managed his career. He stood up to the corporate guys. He did things his own way. He even ended his career in a way that was not the typical path. He did a daily show for RT America, which is a very interesting television network, to say the least, with its affiliation.
It's a Russian network.
Yeah. But you wouldn't really know it to watch the American arm of it comes across almost like public radio, public television.
Well, they aim to do things there that are subtly anti-big America, anti-corporate America. That's there. I mean, I did a show once with our friend Holland Cook there, and he said, you know, you should do your farm show here because you're speaking to their listeners, their viewers, because a lot of the people that are watching RT are anti-government. But it's really the subtle side of this is it's anti-American. Isn't that why they, you know, some of the shots that people are taking at Schultz now because he was on that?
Well, yeah, but, you know, this is a complicated question. You know, what is anti-American? Is anti-corporate anti-American? Is big business anti-America? Because it's the Russians, it's easier to say it's anti-America. If it were an American company, say MSNBC's programming, or when Air America was doing stuff, or at times when liberals dominated talk radio, was that anti-America, or is that just a legitimate point of view about the various aspects of capitalism? I think that because of the current climate with Russia, RT America is under extra scrutiny, but I don't specifically see, if it weren't Russia owning it, people would accept it as just a legitimate point of view within the spectrum of American ideas. I think they're very careful not to seem biased. I think they're more interested in just having the infrastructure of all of these different channels around the world.
Well, kind of like Al Jazeera was. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody looked down on it because it was the Middle Eastern network that, you know, supposedly, according to the naysayers, supported terrorism, which was nonsense, but that's what people said.
Yeah. It's a polarized world. Everybody has their own political axe to grind. But Ed Schultz was an important broadcaster, as you and I knew him personally, a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
And it's a damn shame.
Yeah, it really is. Under the circumstances, you don't like to... Yeah, I mean, 64 is young. Lots of things could go on in one's life from 64 on. 28 past the hour in the countdown. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Jen from the DJV show. In the past, I used to have so much trouble sleeping. I would toss, I would turn, I'd wake up every single morning even more tired than before. And we do morning radio. We have to get a good night's sleep. Does this sound like you? I tried everything and nothing seemed to work until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual needs and now I sleep better, longer, and wake up feeling rejuvenated. MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to last. Try the world's most comfortable pillow, and I promise you'll never want to sleep with another pillow again. The best part? You can now buy one pillow and get the second one free. Yes, buy one pillow and get the second My Pillow free. Go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code DJV to take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. This offer expires on August 1st, so don't wait. Get
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A setback and mourning in Thailand as a diver dies while trying to help rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave system where they've been trapped for nearly 2 weeks now. That diver dying from a lack of oxygen is trying to bring supplies to the group. While the commander of the operation says it is a tragedy, he says it won't slow them down in their efforts to free the boys. But reporter Sasu Sayasunba outside the the entrance to the cave system, says something else might.
There's also a monsoon forecast in the next 2 days, and this will seriously and severely hamper the rescue operations, because that monsoon rain will go into the caves and flood the caves again, and this will definitely delay things to a very unpredictable degree.
Officials say the cave system could stay flooded for months. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Philosophy and the facts around the world of News Talk Radio. It's a very unique program. I'm pleased to have been a part of it for as long as I have been. It's been on the air for a long time, pretty much since the beginning, the origins of Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, founder, or he's the publisher and the editor also at Talkers Magazine. You find it at talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. You can see some more clips from the annual Talkers Seminar in New York, the 1st of June. A lot of those things I actually watched
June 8th
last week, just to see kind of how things worked. And it's funny how we today expect and get almost perfection. I'm looking at the quality of the video that was done that's on Talkers, and I don't know why it's funny why I'm impressed with the fact that it is like we were there. It's like you're there in the audience watching what's going on and listening to the input from the people These are the people that run the talk radio business. You can see them, you can listen to them, you can sense what they're all about and why the business is the way it is.
And it's really pretty unvarnished. It's pretty, yeah. it's pretty organic. Yeah. One of the things about the videos of business conferences, when you're at the conference, it's live and you accept things. When you watch the video of it, sometimes they seem cheesy because there are all these half-baked attempts to make jokes. People dress funny. People are not in makeup. You know what I mean? It's a funky production. It's not a polished television show the way so many things that...
Wait a minute. You didn't tell me I was supposed to wear makeup.
I don't know. Maybe you did.
No, I don't wear makeup.
You looked pretty good. But the point I'm making is the lighting is harsh. It's not... So often when TV cameras are part of a news event, of an event that's being covered by television, something happens psychologically. TV is such a powerful medium that it becomes secondary to the television coverage. It becomes a TV show as opposed to, we see that with the award shows. If you look back at the old films of the Tonys and the Oscars, there was funky television coverage because they were not that aware of the TV cameras. But, you know, like today, football games, baseball games, award shows, presidential inaugurations, they're television shows. The television camera dominates. Everything is designed for the TV audience. And when you have a less commercial entity such as a business conference that we do, the TV cameras are there, but you catch it in its rawness. And then when you look back at it 2-3 weeks later, it's a very different experience than watching a polished television show with music and credits and camera angles and makeup and editing. It's just, I always find it awkward and unnerving when I watch myself in situations like that. I go, oh, I just wish I sat straighter, or I wish I didn't wear that suit, or things of that nature. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yep, exactly. And so that brings me around to thinking about some stuff. When I think about the trends, when I think about how we've had these conventions or these get-togethers every year for a long time, thinking about some of the people as we regrettably look back at Ed Schultz and his contribution to News Talk Radio, and I think about how when I first got started doing this, a lot of the programs on stations, it's now referred to by some as FM talk. The stations that do personal relationship stuff talk a lot about what goes on at work and what goes on at home and gossipy, that sort of stuff. It hasn't, that side of it. We have Republicans and Democrats, conservative and liberal talk radio. Conservative radio has been much more popular than has been liberal talk radio. And I guess the same is true when you get to the issue-oriented stuff that's on the AM band versus much of what's on talk and conversation on the FM band. I think this is, the argument, if that's what it was, went away. And now it's sort of come back again. I notice a lot of promotion in talkers for various morning programs. There's a show that's done out of Charlotte. I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but because we do talk about these things and people are interested in the format. There's a show called The Bob and Sherry Show.
Well, that's been there for years. That's been there for years.
Yeah, it's been on for a long time. Yeah. And so what it does, though, and it's kind of trying to find what people are interested in. And I think that's the hardest job you have, is to actually go through all this stuff, listen to all these programs, and figure out what really is the focus of people. And I think it has gleaned down, for the most part, to being a political discussion. It is.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I always say every time I'm on, this is a list of stories that are on news talk shows that talk politics. So it becomes its own thing. We don't include in this list sports talk stations. We don't include in this list of this universe for this show morning shows on classic rock stations where they don't play records, but they talk about all those aforementioned issues you said, which is huge, because this show plays on news talk stations. So it would be like, you know, Casey Kasem would play the top 40 rock and roll songs that would be played on a top 40 rock and roll station. But as the years went on and radio became fractionalized, American Top 40 had about three or four different versions. They had one for adult contemporary stations, one for top 40 stations. They had country countdowns. You're not going to hear, you know, the Beatles if it was back in those days on a top country countdown show, because they were rock. So it's the same thing with this. News talk radio is a major genre. It's probably the most listened to fraction of the radio pie, and this show focuses on the hottest hits, as you often say, the top topics and people talked about in that format. But it's not to imply that these are the only things being talked about in America, but it is to imply that news talk radio is one of the major venues for conversation in the American marketplace of ideas when it comes to politics. Sometimes, on these stations, they talk about things that overlap. They call that crossover in radio. You will see celebrity gossip. You will see LeBron James joining the Lakers, which is not to say this is from sports talk radio, but news talk radio also talks about things that fall outside the realm of politics, just not as much. You're going to have illegal immigration policy, the Supreme Court, Trump and Putin, Pruitt, China, tariffs, North Korea. That is going to dominate the conversation in this format.
One of the things that you love to talk about, and we do touch on it from time to time, is your interest in football. You're a big football fan. So I would ask you, as an observer, and maybe this has come out in the on the sports talk stations, I'm sure, this week, but oftentimes that stuff bleeds over, and you have LeBron James in the number 10 position here, him going to the Los Angeles Lakers, he goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, big money. And one of the things that came up on our DJV show this week was a discussion of how basketball may be surpassing football in terms of interest and what the players are getting paid. Is that, do you think that's an accurate observation?
I think it has a long way to go. I think it's an interesting observation. I think it's an interesting subject. But right now, football is number one. The difference between basketball and football is that the season is much longer. So basketball has more games attached to it and more television shows attached to it and all that. I do not believe that basketball is about to surpass football in terms of gross numbers, revenue, and popularity. But I do believe that basketball is huge and is up there with baseball, basketball, and football as the three major American sports, followed by hockey, and then you get into golf and tennis. And with the explosion of legal sports betting, we may see things change in that regard, because basketball lends itself to for betting.
Right, the odds are different, and they play a lot differently.
There will be an influence on the popularity of sports based on legal betting. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are they going to change the face of it to the point of games getting fixed and? And I don't know that many people think basketball
games I personally, it's my personal feeling now, folks. I think that where there's money, there's corruption. So I suspect this is my personal feeling. This is I have no evidence. I'm not investigating. But I think that professional sports is far more corrupt than the average person realizes. Just my own gut feeling.
All right. Gut feelings are important when it comes to conversation on the radio, inspiration, and matter-of-fact items. We're going to talk about Michael's interview with a very interesting woman, the Michael Harrison interview, next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, though, I want to have you understand what's going on this week at MyPillow.com as we finish off our celebration of the 4th of July, Independence Day. Have you declared your independence from a bad night's rest? If you aren't sleeping well, most of you are probably sleeping on bad pillows or a bad mattress. You can rectify both of those problems with all the bedding, starting with the pillows, because that's how the company got started. Mike Lindell, who couldn't get a good night's rest, he invented his own pillow. And then he made a few more, and he gave a few to friends, and they said, wow, this is great. So he started making them in his garage, then he made them in his cellar, and then he has become a great American story. 1,500 people working around the clock to make pillows and other bedding. My Pillow. Help yourself to a good night's rest with the pillows. Start with the pillows. I have a deal arranged with them. Use the code DJV and you'll get one of their wonderful pillows, their most comfortable pillows at the regular price, and then another pillow without paying for it. How's that sound to you? Yep. You get one pillow at the regular price and one free. 10-year guarantee, 60-day money-back guarantee. Check out the merchandise. Lots of great things. 50% off everything when you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Everyone is at risk of stroke, but minorities are at greatest risk.
We don't understand exactly all the reasons behind this, but what we know is that the similar risk factors for stroke, which are apparent in the entire population, are more common, particularly in African Americans.
Dr. Maisha Robinson says African Americans are not only at increased risk of having a stroke, but they're also at increased risk of being debilitated by or dying from a stroke.
Knowing your numbers, being able to assess the situation, and then addressing the situation with regard to blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet is very important, particularly in that population.
Stroke is a medical emergency. Symptoms include difficulty speaking, paralysis or numbness in the face, arm, or leg, difficulty seeing, difficulty walking, or a sudden intense headache. Call 911 if this happens. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night is go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
One of the important things that Michael does every week, among the many responsibilities he has in the talk radio world, is conduct a chat with very interesting and compelling people. So the Michael Harrison interview this week focuses on, again, one of those things that people may not know exists, but there are agents that are in the talk radio world, and you talk with one of the very good ones.
Yeah, one of the big ones, Heather Cohen. She is a super agent. She handles the careers of dozens of major personalities on talk radio, and she is the subject of the Michael Harrison interview, which is posted at mhinterview.com. It's interesting insight into talk radio and some of its history.
What did you learn that you didn't know? Not to give away the story.
What did I learn that I didn't know? I found out that the Gracie Awards, which is a very big award given to women who produce shows about women, for women, women by, about, and for women, has been around for many, many, many decades. I didn't realize how far back it went. So that was one of the things I learned. And, you know, the state of women in radio was something that
I thought
about.
Is the state of women getting better? She doesn't just handle women, but...
she says it is. She says it is, yeah.
Getting better.
Getting better. There's still room for growth in terms of numbers, but it is getting better.
Yeah. Well, I think it's getting... Well, it just depends on your measurement as much as anything else. Opportunities are there, like they are for women, and it is appropriate. It's a long time coming, actually. And so we need to have, in my opinion anyway, more opportunities for women to be engaged in the discussion. Some think it's too top-heavy men, and there may be some credibility, the credence to that thought. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to review the legal aspects of items that are on the charts. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a college professor, a law professor, also one of our leading experts in the country on scams and identity theft. And before we get to connections and stories here, I thought it was interesting, one more scam to relate to, Steve, the Bruce Springsteen scam. Have you heard about this? You get a text message from Bruce Springsteen, or that's what fans think, not from Bruce Springsteen at all. It's from somebody who's trying to help himself to $10,000. I've seen people getting duped here for $1,100, $500, $600.
Yep.
A celebrity is not going to be calling you and asking you for money. Hello, duh.
No, and texting. And what often they will do is, and here's how they often turn up, and I wrote about this on Scamicide, you will have, like, the legitimate celebrity's Twitter account, and there'll be a thread in there, and the scammer will have a name that looks like it's coming from Springsteen or whomever. They will join the thread, and then you respond to that, and you think you're responding to the real Springsteen. But there have been a lot of these, particularly in, of course, the popular cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin scams, where suddenly these celebrities, you know, want to give you money for nothing and chicks for free. People still fall for them.
Yeah. Well, always be on guard. Scams everywhere. And Steve has the defining website, scamaside.com, to check out information that may be there on the most recent scams or continuing scams. Very basic public information. Scamaside.com. All right, to the legal side of things, from the story count, number two is the focus on the open Supreme Court seat. I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks. Are you surprised that Kennedy decided to retire, or is there something going on there that people are not sure of?
No, you know, I would have been surprised if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, although her health is apparently not the best and she's 85 years old, had resigned, because she really is quite a critic of President Trump. But Justice Stevens was generally aligned with the conservative group within the court, although I'm not sure if many people remember he was the deciding justice to create a majority in the protection of gay rights. So he was very much of a centrist, generally aligned with the conservatives, really eminent jurist with a great career. So it didn't surprise me too much. Now, here, you want to get some real good inside dope?
Yes, inside.
All right. If I were a betting man, which I am, I would bet on Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who is apparently one of the finalists.
Yes, there's three. Amy Barrett, who's a loser. Raymond.
Well, I wouldn't qualify her as that.
I think she's bad news. I find her very unappealing in terms of being a Supreme Court justice.
Well, here's the thing with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh wrote a law review article in 2013 in which he went into great depth that the president should be free from the threat of civil suits and free from criminal investigations. So would Donald Trump want somebody like that on his Supreme Court? And I would bet in the New York Minute. So it'll be very interesting to see, because there's so much investigation that goes into these Supreme Court justices during, if he is chosen as the nominee, will they question him about that particular law review article?
Mm-hmm. And so you said not so fast when it came to Barrett. Just the Catholic ties and the kids and some of the groups she belongs to just seem to me to be I'd like to see a woman. I'd like to see a more seasoned. Yeah. I think she's too young also.
Well, you know, I was actually going to respond with just that. She, frankly, does not have the experience to warrant a seat on the Supreme Court at this time.
Yep. Did we say Kennedy or did we say Stevens as far as retiring?
No, it's Kennedy. If I said Stevens, it was a slip of the tongue.
All right, I think that, you're allowed one mistake in your career. You've had that one mistake, so watch it from now on. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, one of the great assets here on the Talk Radio Countdown program. And also, in my career of talking to people, I find he's one of the greatest persons you go to for expertise here on the Talk Radio Countdown show at 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.